From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Today is the United Nations World Water Day. WLRN's Kate Stein reports that's got some people in South Florida thinking about algae in a $10 million competition.
In the summer of 2016, blue-green algae blooms choked wildlife, tourism, and fishing off Florida's coasts. It was an environmental and economic disaster, but not one that's unique to South Florida.
The challenges with excess phosphorus in fresh water are not limited to the Everglades.
Eric Eichenberg is CEO of the Everglades Foundation. The nonprofit is one sponsor of the George Barley Water Prize, a competition to design technology that removes phosphorus from water. Phosphorus fuels algae blooms in the Everglades ecosystem and also in bodies of water from the Great Lakes to the Arabian Sea.
As much as we want the technology to solve our problems here in Florida, we designed this prize to have the technology remove the phosphorus both in a cold climate and in a warm climate.
That's why the 10 remaining teams are currently testing their technologies in a lake near Toronto. Eichenberg says four finalists will be announced this summer. The teams will come to South Florida and spend more than a year testing their ideas in the Kissimmee watershed north of Lake Okeechobee. The $10 million prize will be awarded at the end of the competition, which continues at least through 2019. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.